Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, a new animated film, Big Fish and Begonia, debuts in the United States. The film began as a dream, was 12 years in the making, and then opened to rave reviews in China and several film festivals worldwide.
This story is about love and sacrifice and encourages people to fight for their freedoms. And this theme is eternal for human beings.
We'll talk to director Xuan Liang about the film, which tells a tale of love, sacrifice, and redemption. Big Fish and Begonia on this week's American Cafe.
My name is Chen. I come from a world beneath the ocean. The sky of our world is connected to the oceans of the human world. Once freed by death, human souls drift down from their world to ours, and it is our task to look after them and keep them safe.
The film takes place in a mystical realm that exists beneath the oceans of Earth. The bottom of the sea here is the top of the sky there. The main character, 16-year-old Chun, takes part in a coming-of-age ritual in which she turns into a red dolphin to explore the human world. There's only one catch. She can't interact with any humans. That changes when Chun encounters a human boy who loves sea creatures and lives by the ocean. During a storm, Chun, the red dolphin, is caught in a fishing net, and when the boy cuts her free, he is swept away and drowned. Chun feels guilt and sadness at the boy's death, and bargains away half her life with the Keeper of Souls to resurrect him. But he comes back as a baby dolphin that Chun must protect and care for. The price each of the characters is willing to pay for love makes up the majority of the rest of the film. The feature was 12 years in the making. Its director, Xuan Liang, told me that he got the original idea one night in a dream.
This story starts in 2004, when I had a dream about a fish, a small fish. And there is not enough space to hold this fish, so I wanted to send him to the ocean. However, the ocean does not seem big enough to hold this fish, so I wanted to send the small fish back into the sky.
Liang and his friend and co-creator Chun Zheng made the story into a 7-minute flash movie. It was well received in China, and they wanted to expand the story into a full-length film. They borrowed elements from several Chinese texts, myths, and fables, including the Zhuangzi, an ancient text that is one of the bases for Taoist philosophy. Xuan Liang says that one story, about a fish, is an allegory about human freedom.
The concept of the big fish comes from the Zhuangzi. The Zhuangzi asks about the freedom of choice of human beings. So the symbol of the fish stands for the freedoms of human beings. So I had a dream about a crowd of fish in the sea, and I really wanted to make it come to the movie to fight for the freedom of human beings.
The producers ended up mirroring the sacrifices faced by their characters when the film struggled to find money. They moved from an inner-city apartment building to a suburban house, which also doubled as their animation office. They continued to scrape by, but then the money ran out. Director Xuan Liang says he finally found enough support to make the film when he appealed directly to the Chinese public over the social media site Weibo.
The public gave different amounts of contributions. So it was like small amounts of contributions to the movie, like 10 RMB, 10 yuan, and maybe they got tickets in return for their contribution. But it takes a huge amount of investment. But my team and I had a personal commercial going on where we spoke with investors in order to see what we could do without investors.
The film was released in China in 2016 and was hailed as the dawn of the Chinese animation industry. Big Fish and Begonia eventually earned nearly $89 million in China. It is in both Mandarin with English subtitles and English. Xuan Liang says that he does not think American audiences will have trouble understanding the film's meaning.
This story is about love and sacrifice and encourages people to fight for their freedoms. And this theme is eternal for human beings, so it doesn't matter whether it is a Western or Asian audience. I have confidence that the Western audience will like this movie.
Big Fish and Begonia is open this week in U.S. theaters. And if you'd like to see it, we'll have a link on our Facebook page. Thanks for tuning in to our program. If you would like to hear other editions of our show, visit our webpage, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.